Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is game four of the Stanley Cup playoffs, live from Crypto.com Arena, downtown Los Angeles. Edmonton Oilers in position to do what they have been unable to do over the last two playoff campaigns against the Los Angeles Kings, and that's take a 3-1 series lead. Here comes Edmonton, all of a sudden 3-on-2. Evander Kane, a shot, save Riddick. And here's Dreisaitl, it's a breakaway, a shot to save, made by Riddick. Shot Roy, save Skinner, his 11th of this first period. The Oilers have just 4 shots in 18.5 minutes. Save Anderson, and a second time on Anderson by Stuart Skinner. He's able to make both saves.
I know they had a lot of shots, I think a lot of them were from the perimeter, but he did make a lot of key saves for us. His game was really good, and I don't think everyone questioned if he was ever going to make the next save. And pleased to have him playing the way he did tonight.
David cuts left, swooping, dishing, Dreisaitl, one timer, Bouchard scores, and it's 1-0 Edmonton in game four. Redirected, and a tough save on LeFerrier made by Skinner. Arvidsson to Moore, wrist shot, save. Stuart Skinner, rebound, and Skinner held on to it long enough to get the whistle.
They definitely gave me a hard time out there. I don't think any save in the NHL is easy, to be honest. It's a hard league, and, you know, just like I was saying, LA is just, you know, they bring it every single night. So, I mean, I was sweating a lot by the end of the third, so they definitely made it hard on us.
And Edmonton will win game four. Stuart Skinner with his first career Stanley Cup playoff shutout. Final score, the Edmonton Oilers 1, the LA Kings 0. The Oilers take game four and take command of this best of 7, 3-1.
These are the types of games you have to win in the playoffs. I mean, it's not going to be 6-5, 7-4 every night. You're going to have to dig deep and play defense and grind one out, and we found a way tonight.
All right, welcome everybody. Bob Stauffer joining you, courtesy of our friends at Contrac Equipment Limited. We are live in Ford Hall, and tonight's the night, Game 5, Edmonton and Los Angeles Kings. The Oilers up 3-1 in the series, coming off a 1-0 victory Sunday night in Los Angeles. Coming up on today's show, we'll hear from Edmonton Oilers head coach Chris Knobloch, along with Connor McDavid, Zach Hyman, and Matthias Ekholm, all in the first half hour of the show. I'll have a sit-down conversation with Edmonton Oilers defenseman Cody Ceci. We'll tell you that Brennan Escott is back in the 630 Chad Studios. He'll have NHL Today for you for Elite Promotional Marketing at about 4:22. And our technical producer today is Kellen Kennedy. Our engineer here at Ford Hall is Angie Quinnell. Oilers alumni, current head coach, Alberta Golden Bears, Ian Herbers at 4:35 today. He's one of the alumni that'll be in the house tonight. Elliot Friedman from NHL Hockey on Rogers for our friends at Abe's Door Service at 5:05. And for a Kings perspective, longtime LA Kings television analyst Jimmy Fox, who played in the Miracle in Manchester back in the day. You can reach us on the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline, 780-496-0063. Don't miss Charlie Crockett live at the River Cree Saturday, May 25th. Get your tickets now at therivercreeresort.com. And you can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you always wanted, 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to ashleyfinefloors.com for more information. We're on Twitter at Oilers Now. You can tweet me personally, Bob_Stauffer, and tweet Brendan at Brendan with two E's, Escott with two T's. Our top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling, home and no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy Heating and Cooling It will be Stuart Skinner, 3-1 in the playoffs, a 2.48 goals against average, a 919 save percentage. He will start opposing David Rittich, who gets a second consecutive start from the Kings. Rittich stock 12 of 13 shots. The Oilers just 13 shots on goal, but they ended up getting the victory over the LA Kings 1-0. So that is your goaltending matchup. Let's do this. Let's get into the Oilers Now Audio Vault for Direct Workwear.
The Oilers Now Audio Vault is brought to you by Direct Workwear. In these tight budget times, Direct Workwear is the superhero your wallet deserves. Huge selection, low prices at Direct Workwear.
All right, here is Oilers head coach Chris Knobloch prior to today's game.
I don't know if it's so much of them changing their game because they're down, or just the fact that, you know, in those games are how much more prepared we were to play. Our guys were going, and, you know, obviously it's much easier to play with a lead. And, you know, that's our goal tonight, to score that first goal, and hopefully we can score it early. But, you know, how we play the rest of the game, I don't know. We don't really fluctuate if we're down or chasing the game. So we just want to stay within our structure as much as possible.
The Edmonton Oilers and the LA Kings tonight. The Oilers' power play has been a big part of the story. 8-for-15 on the power play. The Oilers' power play in the last three playoff years against Los Angeles, 24-50. That's 48% over the three playoff series. And Knobloch was asked today about the structure of the power play. Is it planned, or is there more improvisation that is allowed?
As a coach, you cannot provide too much structure. They have to be making the reads and decisions on the ice. You can't draw up a play, because if the opposition stick is in another lane, or the body's 5 feet higher or lower than what they anticipate, that play won't work out. So you can give them the structure, some guidelines, but ultimately they have to go out there and execute, and I think they've done an excellent job on reading what is available for them. And you look at all the power play goals that we've had, they all look differently. But I think Glenn's done a great job of preparing the players on what to expect and trying to stay a step in front of them. The credit absolutely with the players making the plays.
Okay. All right, that is Edmonton Oilers head coach Chris Knobloch. The Edmonton Oilers in action against the LA Kings. And Chris was asked about what are the ingredients to getting a good start.
Intensity, focus, execution of details. You know, I think we don't want to be playing passive. We want to get at it. And I think the more we slow things down, it just doesn't work out for us. We want to be playing fast, intense, but being able to use our skill and I think that's probably the biggest thing.
Who's got 8 power play points already in the series. So he's been on all 8 goals for Edmonton. Had these comments earlier today about the chance to end the series tonight.
Great opportunity here on home ice to close out the series, obviously. You know, you never want to give a team life. You never want to, you know, have you know, give them an opportunity to you know, get themselves going again, you know, so big game for us.
All right, the Oilers again, 8-for-15 on the power play in the series, 24-50 over the last 3 years. The LA Kings are the second-best penalty killing in the regular season this year. Here's Connor McDavid on Edmonton's power play success.
Yeah, we got good players out there that are you know, playing well and in sync and working for pucks back. I think that's the biggest thing for our power play. When we're working hard to get pucks back and, you know, keeping second and third pucks alive and giving our power play, you know, chance and time to be in zone, eventually we're going to break a penalty kill down. So, with that being said, they're a good unit over there. They're a good PK. They have been all year long. And, you know, but we've been finding ways to score goals.
Live on location, Ford Hall, the calm before the storm. Edmonton, LA tonight, 8:20. Jack Michaels will have the call of tonight's game along with myself, Rob Brown, Reed Wilkins, Brennan Escott, Cam Moon, all part of the Oilers radio network. Oilers power play has been critical to Edmonton's success. Here's Zach Hyman.
We're connected. I think that's the key. We're connected. We're all on the same page. We're moving the puck really well. We're not forcing anything. We're kind of just taking what's available, and that's what the power play is all about. You have one extra guy, so something's going to be available, and we're lucky that we have a bunch of different looks that we can go to and different threats, and I think we've just been, you know, just giving them every single look that we have, really, and we've been able to score a bunch, and it's been a big part of the series.
Teams have a couple looks and then variations off those looks. Edmonton's got four or five. Obviously, Connor McDavid, he might be the best player we've ever seen on the power play. The Oilers' power play over the course of the last five seasons, we've not seen a power play this good in 30-plus years, back to the Flames of the late 80s, early 90s, when they were dependent on the heavy shot that was Al MacInnis's at that time. Well, the Oilers have that heavy shot, maybe the hardest-shooting defenseman in the league right now, in Evan Bouchard. Then they have McDavid, who can go from the left-side half-boards to the right-side half-boards, and that changes the alteration and looks. You have Leon Draisaitl on the right-side hash in his kill zone. You have Nugent Hopkins, who hasn't really had the rangefinder going this season, but he has a very effective shot coming off the left side half boards. Then you got Hyman, who's great on puck retrievals, but also good on deflections. At the end of the day, as we bring aboard Brendan Escott back in the 630 Chad Studios, Brendan, it's this simple. You have to pick your poison when you're playing the Oilers, don't you, when they're out of the power play?
Yeah, too many options when Evan Bouchard is feeling it, shooting the puck confidently. And as you've said many a time this season, even if the damage doesn't end up being a goal, watching these guys get blown to pieces trying to block these shots is something entirely different. And when you're whipping it around, you see those shooting lanes open up. They look like a well-oiled machine again, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Edmonton's power play cooking right now. 24 of 50 over the last 3 years against Los Angeles. Zach Hyman, have these thoughts on the Oilers finding a way to get their fourth win in the series?
Is to close the team out, and if you don't, you give their team hope. And every game, it's a roller coaster. Your emotions change. Your belief changes. So I think it's important. To Shager's point, like the first goal, I think every time you can kind of grow that seed of doubt on the other side, it's important. And for those teams that won yesterday, they have a little bit more hope, right? They're going back home with a chance to put it to seven.
All right. Meanwhile, Matthias Ekholm, Oilers defenseman, had these thoughts on the importance of scoring first. The team that scored first in this series has won every game.
It is an important one to get. It's not the end of the day if you don't, but they tend to play, obviously, a little bit more passive. So it's a really good thing if you can get the first one, obviously. That makes them maybe come out of their comfort zone a little bit, and it plays in our advantage. So you always, obviously, always want to play with the lead. But if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I think this team has shown that we can climb back from behind, too. So do I want to get out ahead tonight? Yeah, absolutely.
There you go. That's Matthias Ekholm. Again, that's the Oilers Now audio vault for Direct Workwear. It is 4:19 in Edmonton at 4:22. We'll get to NHL today for Drew Schammerhorn, who's going up for the Junior Achievement Board after some success here in town over the last five-plus decades. He'll be honored. And we'll also have a sit-down conversation with Cody Ceci, live for Contract Equipment, live at Ford Hall with Oilers Now. Straight to NHL today for Elite Promotional Marketing, your local branded merchandise specialist. Head to ElitePromoMarketing.com. Here's Brennan.
Well, Vegas is turning to Aiden Hill in net tonight in Game 5 against the Dallas Stars. Of course, they're knotted up two games apiece now. Carolina and Colorado both moved on to the second round last night, dispatching New York and Winnipeg, respectively. The Islanders, I should specify. Of course, the Carolina and the Rangers will meet in the next round. Leafs forcing Game 6 with an overtime win in Boston. They will reconvene tomorrow in Toronto. Vancouver's Quinn Hughes, Colorado's Cale Makar, and Nashville's Roman Josi are no surprise the finalists for the Norris Trophy for the league's top defenseman. James Steffen and the Portland Winterhawks hosting PG up 2-1 in the WHL NHL's Western Conference Final, that game tonight. And Moose Jaw can go up 3-1 on Saskatoon this evening as well. As far as the U18 World Championships go, Canadians playing Latvia in the quarterfinals tomorrow.
Gavin McInnes had an unbelievable go so far in that tournament. All right, here we go. Let's get to our sit-down one-on-one conversation. Oilers defenseman Cody Ceci.
Cody, let's start with the Game 4 victory. You know, people talk about the fact that Edmonton can score their way out of problems, but, you know, under Chris Knobloch, the team is fifth in the league in goals against. That's over the last 69 games, and you guys are fourth in the league in goals against in the playoffs. The truth of the matter is you guys have a bit of a track record here of being able to defend. Don't you?
Yeah, I think that's been a focus of ours if we want to take it to the next level, and it comes right from the top guys, just buying in, playing the right way, playing a little simpler maybe than they're used to, but you can see it from everyone top to bottom, and it's contagious when you see your top players playing defensive.
Maybe it's just a byproduct of how the series has worked out. The fact is, for a couple of games you guys were comfortably in front, but the minutes allocation with the you know, Ekholm and Bouchard and yourself and Darnell, you guys are all playing 20 to 21 and a half minutes. I'm sure you're kind of chuckling because you're getting, you know, some appreciation out there from the fan base, but are you a bit like, your dad played football, he was a receiver, but you know, they talk, you never talk about the offensive lineman unless he gets called for holding, right? And when you're sort of a two-way defenseman that's not super physical but is smart and is not elite offensively but contributes, is there a nuance to the way Cody Ceci plays that maybe not everybody appreciates, and you just got to go out there and be who you are as a player?
Yeah, I think that's it exactly. You're not trying to change yourself or try and do too much. You're just trying to go out there and play the game the right way and play the game, you know, how, and play a game in a way that helps the team win. And I think that's kind of the way I play the game. And I think the style just suits the personnel we have here. Just complements all the high end skill that we have on this team.
The truth is, you have evolved as a player, because when you first came in the league, I think the thought process was you were going to be sort of an offensive quarterback, and you got to become more refined in terms of what you provide defensively.
Yeah, for sure. I think coming into the league with Eric Carlson on our team, I wasn't going to beat him out offensively, so from there I tried to pivot into more of a two-way role and take the ice time that was available, and from there it kind of stuck, but I think it suits the way I play and the way I think the game pretty well, and that brings us to now.
How do you read a game where they outshot you 33-13, but the slot shots were 8 for the Oilers and 6 for LA?
Yeah, I thought we did a pretty good job of defending and not giving up all those great A's. We allowed Stu to make the big saves when he had to, and the rest of the time just trying to manage the game. Once we got up that goal, we were a little more defensive-minded, and they definitely had a push, but I think we held off pretty well. Definitely more comfortable in the games where we're up a few goals, but yeah, we do have to win these style of games too if we want to go far.
Definitely, you know, give LA credit. They brought it. They were ratcheted up physically, but obviously you guys are looking for a better start. At one point, the shots were 9-1 the other night, and just to get going early, back in your barn and playing.
Yeah, it's nice to play at home. The crowds here are amazing. They're always really loud. They get everyone into the game early. So, we're looking for a better start, maybe a more controlling game. And if we have to defend, then we know we can do it.
There you go. That is Cody Ceci of the Edmonton Oilers. Ian Herbers, former Edmonton Oilers player, current head coach of the Alberta Golden Bears, coming up. He's one of the alumni that's going to be recognized. He'll be up at about 4:35, but not before we go to a Global News weather traffic update with Randy Kilburn.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.